Developers have the power to lift up a struggling neighborhood or drag it down. In the Germantown section of Philadelphia, one man did both. The damaging results still ripple throughout the community, but as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, an unusual set of circumstances is giving residents hope that history can change.
Leroy Prince seems resigned to the fact that the apartment he rents has no hot water.
So I have to do like they do in the old time, boil the water and take it in and wash like that.
The reason his hot water tank is busted, there's been no word that a new one is on its way.
Apparently he has the money, but he don't have the money. You understand? So it's like that.
He is Emmanuel Freeman, easily the most notorious name in Germantown real estate. Back in the 80s and 90s, Freeman controlled hundreds of affordable housing units while directing the nonprofit Germantown Settlement. The social services agency, now defunct, wielded tremendous power and millions of taxpayer dollars with considerable help from political allies. Germantown resident Irv Acklesberg was a party in Settlement's bankruptcy proceedings, launched nearly a decade ago after Freeman mismanaged all those taxpayer dollars while carrying millions in debt.
There was a period of time, probably 20 years, where every public dollar going into Germantown, whether we're talking about housing dollars, social service dollars, foster care dollars, counseling dollars, the charter school, all of these public dollars were going through Settlement.
Acklesberg says for a while, Settlement was a responsible nonprofit with viable programs his low-income neighborhood needed. But around 2000, he says things started unraveling as Settlement and a related housing company responsible for managing its vast portfolio of properties.
And it became just sort of, you know, a domino effect where you would take money from a successful program to prop up a failing program, but then the formerly successful program is now short of money, and then that's starting to fail, and the whole thing just fell apart.
Freeman was at the helm, and as the Settlement empire dissolved, he retained some control of many of the properties. That includes the brick apartment building where Leroy Prince lives without a working hot water heater. And this abandoned townhome-style development close to Germantown Avenue, the neighborhood's main commercial corridor. On a brisk Thursday morning, longtime resident Ted Stones takes me on a walk through a parking lot there. It's filled with wood planks, tires, and mattresses.
Children walk through here. Neighbors walk through here. It's depressing. You know, it kills the community spirit. It kills self-esteem for a lot of people.
Stone says the site is particularly upsetting because his community needs affordable housing, now more than ever.
We have people living in abandoned houses in the community. I mean, we have people knocking on my door asking me for somewhere to stay or money to get something to eat.
Lately, though, residents have reason to be optimistic that developers could restore this complex and other crumbling leftovers of the Settlement days at some point. The Philadelphia Redevelopment Authority is now in a position to seize a few dozen properties tied to a group of companies led by Freeman. To do that, PRA has to take the unusual step of walking away from $3.5 million in federal loans awarded to Settlement to develop low-income housing. That's money the agency won't have to fund similar projects. Still, Germantown activist Devon Haskins couldn't be happier Freeman may soon be out of the picture.
I just want to be relieved of him. We want him out. Whatever he does with his life, God bless him.
It almost didn't happen. At a PRA board meeting last month, Freeman was offered a deal the authority has proposed to other developers over the years. Agree to fix up the properties and pay back the principal on the loan, that $3.5 million, and we'll forgive all interest and penalties. The deal would have saved Freeman nearly $6 million. Freeman, his attorney, and his management company all declined requests for comment, so we don't know Freeman's side of the story and why he let these properties deteriorate and his loans go unpaid. The properties could have easily stayed in Freeman's hands if Haskins and another neighbor hadn't caught wind of the PRA board meeting and gone down to raise a stink about the deal the authority was offering him.
Oh my God, this is such a victory. We have been so worried that because Freeman was making the grandiose promise of both paying the Redevelopment Authority $3 million and borrowing money to restore these properties, that, you know, they were drinking the Kool-Aid.
PRA Executive Director Greg Heller says the deal came off the table because the properties needed significantly more money for renovations than Freeman was offering.
It was definitely a sacrifice, but we made this decision because we felt that defaulting the loans and attempting to take control of these properties was the right thing to do for the well-being of the neighborhood, for the preservation of these affordable housing units, and for the tenants who are still in these units.
And yet, it's unclear right now what will happen to these properties if PRA forecloses on them. The agency has reached out to the Philadelphia Housing Authority to see if they could manage the occupied units, potentially long-term. Other properties may be put up for developers to bid on. But Heller says nothing is settled and won't be before the Redevelopment Authority takes an inventory of the properties, which will include figuring out how many tenants are living in these buildings and what condition they're in. Irv Acklesberg says whatever happens, the city needs to make things right.
We could use some help, and part of that help is getting these properties into responsible hands and away from this character, this effectively gangster.
Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.